Welcome, Neil.
Yeah, you're a bit nervous. Don't worry. You're in good hands, Chris. It's great to be in Hermanus. It is great to come out of my conclave and my shell every Sunday. I'm actually a shy person, and I'm not well known for doing elaborate speeches, but it is a privilege to be here at BizNews. And Alec, that copy of the book, it's called Undercover with Mandela Spies. Not that I'm much undercover anymore, but I brought you your signed copy so that you can see why you should boot me off the show urgently.
Neil, let's start with the relationship between President Cyril Ramaphosa and Democratic Alliance leader John Steenhuisen. Tell us what you know from the inside.
Well, firstly, I want to tell Prince, wherever you are, you're definitely not coming to the DA Christmas event. Ek dink jy's 'n bietjie moer toe. But, you know, Chris, I want to say to Prince, I was in Standard 7 and I took maths and I was at an agricultural school. And because I can't count that well, I took agriculture. And in the first period of agriculture, they made us count sheep. So I don't think it's always an educated man who can run an organization. I think you need rugby balls and you need guts and you need honesty. Because a 15-year-old uneducated person can pull a trigger of an AK-47. And I want to agree with you. There's only thing worse than an idiot. It is a motivated idiot. So we concur on that. Chris, I can give you some inside information. I spent a year in the multi-party charter that started off as the Moonshot Pact and then evolved into the multi-party charter. I spent a year working, which very few people probably know, as one of the leadership in that multi-party charter. We were 8 parties, and it was brought together at that stage by the DA. And I spent a year working with John Steenhuisen and had the privilege to engage also Helen and the team that put this together. For 1 year, we were preparing without doubt to take government in the last election. We worked a year amongst each other, and it was not always a pleasure. But one thing we decided was that we would try to put politics behind us and formulate a coalition government in waiting. And it was not always easy. As Helen now refers to, it is not easy in coalition. It takes a lot to bite your tongue, especially if you like me that has a black mamba curled up in my belly. I will net uitkom en spoeg. So you have to swallow it. And that's where I noticed, as a person that comes from intelligence, not IQ, but that can be a human profiler, I was trained to profile you and see when you lie and when you tell the truth. This is necessary when you are an intelligence operative. There are 18 ways I will share with you on WhatsApp om te sien of jy lieg of die waarheid praat. Someone said to me, why do you have a close relation with John Steenhuisen? Because he's not the greatest orator, he's not. And I said, you are wrong. I picked something up about him, which still today is now relevant in the relationship between John and Cyril. And what is it? This is my opinion. John is a good negotiator. John is a phenomenal negotiator at the table. He can get things across and he can make compromises work in a room. Doesn't that sound familiar on Cyril Ramaphosa? Also a good negotiator. And if we start there, what we need in this country is what one of my icons, Churchill, said. Less war, 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 more jaw, jaw, jaw. And that is what the country needs now. Negotiation, debate, and discussion. Like Prince said, you don't leave the room. You don't leave the table if you can help it. So I think that is the current relationship that is steadying what we have in difficult times.
And the current state of the GNU on the eve of the belated budget speech.
Oh, I hated it like pest. I absolutely was one of the people that went on national TV and said that this is absolutely ridiculous. This is treason. This is verraad. I said it. Now I'm swallowing it like a peppermint crisp in the middle of a kitchen while you've got sugar diabetes. South Africa, there is no other choice. We have. And we can like it or not, but we better defend the GNU with everything we have, because the alternative is too worse to contemplate in this country. So there it is. I and all of the sane-minded moderate people, die nugter mense in hierdie land wat oor is, we better back the DA. We better back the GNU partners, like it or not. And we must do it to the best of our capability. And that's where I stand at the moment. Are they making mistakes? Yes. Do they not sometimes agree? Yes. But are they fighting to keep it together? Who's there? Absolutely, they are. And we better pray that they succeed as long as what we can.
Neil, talking about the alternative, former President Jacob Zuma's MKP, despite the mayhem in the party, despite the decline in support, despite some horrific drops in by-election performance, it is a party that can never be discounted or underestimated. We and you and I speak about them often.
I come from there. You know, I have to sometimes laugh when you watch Parliament from outside and you've got people calling themselves Umkhonto we Sizwe, and I'm a one veteran of Umkhonto we Sizwe. Now they sit in that Parliament in camouflage that they bought at Pep stores. It's not even the real bloody MK camouflage. The one they're wearing is South Korean, die dom mense. But they bought it because they got a discount. Number two, when they walk in the halls of Parliament, they are pot plants. So they even disappear in public. And thirdly, how dare they do stolen valor? If you are a person like me that fought in the trenches, I fought there. I carried the gun. I suffered the consequence. And now this party gets up and decides it's going to use an emblem, a heritage, and a history, like it or not, of people that were willing to die. And what they are doing in that party is a circus. But here's the thing, Chris. even a circus makes money, although it is filled with clowns. So I must also, and currently Parliament is in a tent because it got burned down because of the incompetence of the ANC in that Market Erger. They are already in a tent where a circus is. So when you look at Jay-Z, and I must again disagree with Prince. Prince, I like you. But if I were you, I would get a brand new Maybach bulletproof Mercedes. Hulle gaan vir jou donor, my broer. So don't get too comfortable. Ne? I can give you a list of suppliers. I doubt if Jacob Zuma suffers a stroke of luck or dies, which you don't wish on anybody, that MK will fold. Because when a pack of hyenas roam the safari land and the matriarch or patriarch of the hyenas die, the sense of chow and frequently ripping a carcass apart for meat will make them continue until they suffer and die. So we mustn't start preying on natural matters on one man. I think MK is becoming such a tornado that it will propel itself into pressure until its dying moment, yes. But I don't think it will happen when Jay-Z passes away naturally or not.
Let's go to the US fiasco, Neil.
You know, I agree with Prince. Helen captured it. You know, someone asked me the other day, 10 people dead or alive, dinner. And I think we all have that list. My list is a bit weird. Churchill, Che Guevara. Helen is one of them at the table. Because whatever you say about her, she is an icon in this country. And you can give her a hand if you want to. I said to her one day, because yes, we have had a scone, and I said to her, when she tweeted that tweet for the twats on Twitter, which is now X, ek is nou so die mekaar soos 'n katkots en tumbledryer. I don't know where we are X-ing or twatsing, maar ek weet net ek is op daar. And I use it as a bitching platform. Ek steek hulle hardop ek weg. So soon I might be X on Twitter. And I'm waiting for Elon just to acknowledge me with one tweet. Then I'm done. Then I will run away and be a completed man. He completes me. Kyk hy na die show. Alec, Twitter the hell out of him so that he can tag me, please. I look at the United States of America. I know them, I have dealt with them, but on the dark side. You know, politicians are politicians and negotiations happen in politics. But 90% of the people are naive. Countries are not run by politicians and political parties. They are run by the CIA. They are run by the FBI. They are run by Mossad. Blah, blah. And more blah, blah. You think it is Parliament and the people that run it. But behind this is a mechanism that you think only exists in books and in movies. I've been that. I come from there. The United States of America will stand post, present, and past Trump. It exists as a country and an ongoing machine. It's just interesting at the moment because he's got a new hubcap and it goes clack-clang, clack-clang. But when that app cap pops off, trust me, the new spiraling wheel will come. America goes on. Currently, it's just saying to the world, we have given this guy in that office power. Now, like it or not, he has power. He can start a war and he can stop it. Although every time he says he wants to stop war, he sells another 90 anti-aircraft missiles. It is like China and North Korea. Every time that crazy man, that sounds like a takeaway, fires a missile, the world says, how can you? Then China says, oh, Tony, you cannot do that. And then sends a WhatsApp and says, fire one on Tuesday again. This is a game that's played. The world game is different. So America has got a couple of questions. And the fact that we sit as the ANC, remember them? That party I was part of for 28 years, kept them in power, lied about a bloody swimming pool that needed to be a fire pool. You could not extinct a bloody braai fire with that thing. And we kept on going. Yeah, we were part of that lying machine. I would have handled in Kandla, by the way, totally different. I would have sat down and said, we spent 280 million and that's it. And if someone said, but how dare you, it's tax money, then I would say, well, we couldn't take any more. I mean, it would be frowned upon. Any other question? So, you know, when you lie, as jy lieg, dan raak jy lieg net erger. So I've now decided, and Alec wrote me a conditioning sheet, I may not lie. I can tell a white lie if they come and arrest me on Tuesday for treason. America wants us to stop talking to Iran. They want us to not commit to BRICS. They want us to say that Hamas and Hezbollah are not real, factual governmental organizations. They want us to stop and perpetuate corruption. Sorry, this is America. And it seems the ANC is doubling up to try everything they can to counter that and to say, they're all with you. So America has an influence on us, like it or not. Someone said, look at the economy of scale. We have to send people to talk to them. We cannot shut them out, and I'm glad there are certain efforts. Poor Ronald Lamola. You feel probably like a chicken running around a chicken licking factory. Yes, Murtu, they don't even want to answer your WhatsApp. That's America.
Okay, let's not leave the Afrikaners out of the equation here.
Ek is a trotse boer. Ek is a Afrikaner. And more than that, ek is a Afrikaanse. People will say, "My, you were a traitor. You sold out the Afrikaner and you joined Mandela." Well, it's a fact. One man's terrorist is another one's liberation fighter. It just depends where you come from. Why did I leave the Afrikaner and went to Mandela? Well, I know certain stuff that people don't. I was standing outside a car while peace talks prints were happening in the backyard of a certain house. And every time they moved Madiba in those days to speak to de Klerk, there was a threat on Mandela's life. So it had to be contained. But we have ears. So as an ex-security police officer at that stage, we heard stuff. But what we did know is that certain people wanted indemnity signed before they gave the rest of the people in the country indemnity. That's what we knew. We also knew Madiba was going to become the president. That's a fact. I then asked myself, when Mandela starts to change South Africa and laws in this country, who would he talk to? Watter boer gaan hy mee praat? Who's he going to say, skans ons? Jy zapa kom uteta nomslaan. I want to do this and that. What do you think the boer would say? Well, who did he speak to? Ronnie Casrals. Not the boer. Joe Slovo. White, but not a boer. Yes, sir, and I've got to mention the third name, which is difficult. Karl Niehaus. Yes, sir. That's like eating a Turk's fei without skinning the outside. But, okay. Give him his due. So we had to have a reference. Prince was right. Nelson Mandela had to fight sometimes his own ANC to get reconciliation. The Afrikaner today is threatened. Yes, they are. They feel it. A great guy told me one day that the apartheid government did not surrender because they ran out of fight. Want die boer sal jou aanhou moer al is hy die laaste boer vir daai beskuit. Hulle gee nie op nie, my broer. But we ran out of money. We could not keep the apartheid government going anymore because we didn't have the money to keep it going. Are they right or wrong? It is a democracy as far as I'm concerned. The day this government tells us who to see, what to see, when to see it, and why, is the day that we must kiss away the right sitting in this tent. I don't know if you know it. While we are sitting here in this tent, Section 5 of the amended government bill on national intelligence that was tabled in 2023, will make this ALEC an illegal gathering and will be perpetuating treason if we call the president an idiot, which he is, and jylle moet my maak kom toesluit, because I will ask you to bring me a barrel of Kentucky in jail. But I do not at one moment think that the Afrikaner people need representation, and therefore, I support anybody speaking out to keep democracy going.
Mm. All these.
I will be sending Kali Creel, Kentucky, a streetwise too.
Well, these missions have reignited racial tensions to a level that we have not seen for many, many years, Neil. And there is talk of a civil war. People would ask, how likely is that in South Africa?
Yeah, it's the elephant in the room. It is a very sensitive subject, but one that I don't think people should ignore. I was told by someone who calls me at 2 o'clock in the morning, except Uber Eats, obviously, that I keep busy. And they said to me that Neil de Beer needs to say two things, but he has to say it publicly so that we can arrest him. And I thought, that's funny, because the people saying that to me who's in there, I trained them. So that would be weird. They want me to talk and discuss the probability of a civil war in this country and give the detail. And by the way, the second one, Alec, funny enough, is they want me to say in public that we should start a tax boycott in this country. Both of those currently is a criminal offense. If you say that, they will totally go wild on someone because it would be classed as treason, which is the new classification. We know for a fact two things, that for a period of 46 hours in the Durban looting scenario, that this country was not under any law and order for 46 hours. What did they do in 46 hours in KZN? Can you imagine what would happen if you gave them a week? And there were variables there. You know, one of the police officers said the only thing he had was a 9mm gun. He had no shotgun. He had no rubber bullet. He had no tear gas. The only thing he had was his voice and a 9mm. And how do you shoot a person because he's stealing, call it a TV, and use deadly force? They were rendered incapable. And then the shocking revelation last week by the Deputy Minister of Defense, General Bantu Olomisa. You know, I wrote a letter to the current Minister of Defense, Angie Motshekga, who doesn't currently know she is. And the question I wanted to ask her was, I wrote it, as you all saw, a 24-point defense letter. I even handed it in the office. She hasn't got it yet. One of the questions was, can you explain the theory of defense? And I think she will WhatsApp me back and say, it's the thing around my house.
Continue.
So the deputy minister, I'm insulting her. The deputy minister of defense on record said last week that the defense force of the South African Republic is not capable currently to calm or interact any domestic violence that could occur in this country. Let that sink in, Chris. The defense force of this country will not be able to react quick enough if civil unrest in this country starts. And that is why I want to tell you, I have exposed them for what they have done and what they're doing in the DRC. They are lying. How do I know they're lying? Because the people in the DRC, some of them who served with me, is bloody WhatsApping me to tell me daily what's happening in Congo. So I don't need the paper or CNN. We are being told what's happening there. And what's happening there is shocking. They don't even get three meals a day. And we want to apparently rumorly extend their stay there. It's our sons and daughters. And I'm not going to let that fight go until every one of our children come back safely to this republic. I will not give up. Never.
Neil, before we go to questions, your predictions for 2026 and 2029.
So, local government elections. MK is coming. They are coming with everything they've got. And trust me, they are starting to get a lot. People must not sit here and be fooled that MK is falling apart. We have people saying so. But the fact that they are there and that they are coming, it's true. Because it's organized chaos. They're going to come like a tornado. What will happen is clearly the GNU will have to go to LGU and then to national at the end of the day, but 2026, we better take the metros back. The fact that Cyril flew in a helicopter over Durban's harbors and was shocked because he saw no harbors is the same expression when he drove with his 29,442 bodyguards, 60,000 BMWs, and he got stuck in a pothole probably outside Joburg Metro. The only reason we knew he was there because his blue light was strobe, so we could see the flash coming out of the hole. So we better take back the metros, like Helen said. You've got to go vote, because if you don't, we have to carry the consequence. So no matter who you vote for, we better take those metros back, because it's vital for the survival of the country. 2027, you're skipping that. You've got a bunch of lunatics that are sitting there and all proclaiming presidency. Lusufi. Aye. Fakile. Daar's 'n ander woord wat ek vir hom het. Kaboutertjie. But Fakile suddenly got inspiration. They probably gave him inspired vodka Lucas uit. Because hy wil ook nou president raak, die mal ding. And then we've got the president, vice, incumbent, whatever you call him. And it's funny, Prince, he doesn't have to be asked here about the ANC's criminal offenses. He's got 7 dockets he's carrying currently. Ek weet nie waar dit donderheid dit wegsteek nie, but we know it's there. So 27 is the marker. ANC conference is the marker. A huge marker before 2029. I'm not worried about 29. We need to get past December 2027, because it will then show the trajectory which way we are going in this country. GNU or no GNU. The rest you have been told here in Latin et nausea and Afrikaans tot dit jy kots about the future after 2027.
First question, Neil, handwritten by Rob Hershoff.
Rob Hershoff. Where's Rob? Is Rob here?
I'm sure he'll listen.
I'm bringing you Kentucky as well, Rob. No Versace suit is going to stop this government of plonking you in Polsmoor and introducing you to your new boyfriend, Kono. So I'm just putting it out there. Hulle gat jou ry, my broer. So when Rob says Iran by the ANC, I hope you have the EFT or bank transcripts. Want hulle gaan jou doodsuig, my broer. I'll protect you, Rob. But ask the question. I have a lot of respect for Rob Hershoff.
Neil, the African National Congress is generally incompetent and can't organize a piss up in a brewery, quotes. So how competent really are the security services? This is Rob's question.
I think the National Intelligence Agency of South Africa is so undercover they don't find themselves. Hulle skryf hulle name met uitveers. So, you know, they parked outside this conference in a black Vito Kombi, but they forgot to bring a generator. So their tapping machine is a bit stuffed, and I would like to open a Bitcoin account for them. It's called fundnia.com. The competency of the national intelligence system is put into 2 segments at the moment. One is NI and the one is SAS. FBI, CIA. SAS is supposed to be foreign and NI domestic. But what was very interesting a couple of years ago is they stopped the existence of the Ministry of State Security. That's the first flag. they moved state security into the presidency. Flag number two. Why would a president take over the management of intelligence? Thirdly, they appointed a minister in the presidency, our favorite madam, who's now being investigated by the Hawks herself. And that's a transition, Chris, that went from the scorpions to the Hawks and probably will become the salamander or flakvark unit. We are running out of effective animals soon. I mean, can you imagine they walk into the parliament and say, we are from the flakvark, you're under arrest. I mean, you'll die yourself laughing. So you know there's a mess of incompetence. There's a struggle of power. So in the security cluster, there are a couple of people that are still competent. Make no mistake, so don't get too arrogant, Prince. But in general, we have a collapse of the police. We have a collapse of the military. And we have a collapse within the safety security cluster. And the problem is we print it in the paper for every enemy to see. I mean, if Mozambique attacks us with a bloody canoe in a Windhoek on Tuesday, we're kind of stuffed because we have one strike craft and that is currently being repainted. The problem is they stole the money for the paint. And that's my truthful synopsis.
Neil, here's an interesting question for you. If you could go back in time and not join the African National Congress and was given a chance to join any other political party, which one would it be? And why would that party be so different from the ANC? And this question is from Taryn.
You know, this is the last one.
No, it's not.
Oh, because I check Alec. Either you got a new watch or he's getting nervous.
Oh, okay.
There's a dream that we had. There was a dream that this country one day all agreed upon. I am so glad Rory Steyn, is he here? Is Rory, is talking at the conference. Rory Steyn is more equipped to tell you about Nelson Mandela. He protected that man for a time. I was pre-94, but I'll tell you something. I was part of a team that won a Rugby World Cup in Argentina. I was part of SA Rugby, and I saw 95 when Nelson Rolihlahla Madiba Mandela walked out that day in that stadium, carrying Francois' jersey. Many of you will remember it. That day, Chris, when they shouted black and white, Boer and Zulu, they screamed Nelson, Nelson. That day, I thought, we've got this one. We have a rainbow nation. You can't argue that was one of the best days in the history of unification of this country. And what have we done? We have slaughtered that memory. We have killed Mandela's hope. And this ANC has taken us back more into apartheid now than what we ever had. And let me close by telling you, Daai manne wat wil vaai Amerika toe, I will help you pack your bag. But Neil de Beer, Albertus Cornelius de Beer, ek sal die donkerse ligte afsit in hierdie land. My sons will not leave this country. We are not fugitives. We are not strabblers. And we are definitely not bloody refugees. We were born in this country and we should die in this country. and no one should tell us I'm a visitor and I'm a guest in my own country. Jou gat hom wat. I fought you before. Ja. 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 Né? Ja. Some of you write books, some of you pray in church, but some of us know the difference between a detonator and a bloody chalk of cheese. So I am not calling you to that. You need to go vote. That should be the war that we should have in this country, because only people that have been in war never want war again. We will not go to war. Look at the young people sitting here. Ou toppies soos ons gave our lives so that today you don't have to suffer the consequence of the past. And we should stop saying black and white. Morgan Freeman was asked, how do you stop racial tension between black and white? And he said, stop calling them black and white. They are South Africans, and we love you so much.
We're not letting you go yet. So,
ek raak nou dors, en ek het 'n nippie Olof Berg in my kar.
One more, please.
My bodyguard is actually carrying it in his side case.
Neil, how would you tackle the corruption issue in our country, in both the public and private sectors, if you had the power and support to bring about change? And that's from Brett Joshua.
I'll do 5 things. Prince said, build infrastructure. Yes, but the first infrastructure I will build is we need more jails, and we need larger jails in this country, and we should put 80% of them in the Karoo, because then we will have positive recourse on all of them. We know who they are. We know who the criminals are. The Zondo Commission published it for us with 89 volumes. So number one, lock them up. All of them. 2, you will not sit in jail watching TV. You're going to plant vegetables and grow your own crop from 6 in the morning to 6 at night. And there's your answer for infrastructure empowerment. Laat hulle werk. I'll sit and watch. Number 3, corruption is a 2-way street. There's the taker and there's the giver. You know, a guy told me the other day, shoo, I gave the cop 200 rand because he was going to fine me. You should go to jail as well. You bribed that person. Don't just blame the person taking. We must start a culture. There must be a culture in this country. But we need everybody to start agreeing. Corruption and looting in this country is an illness. But here's the sad news. It's become an institution. It is no longer outside as a payment. It's part of the system. And we have to, unfortunately, pluck it out. Jy maak nie 'n boom dood om 'n takkie af te kappie. You don't kill a tree by cutting off a branch. You kill a tree by taking out the roots. And that's where we have to start with all of them. And it's not just the ANC that steals. All people have thieves amongst them. And it should be a culture that we should change immediately. And as Prince said, lock up a president, lock up a vice president and a couple of ministers. And that might be the start to filter it down. I have a list, by the way, of 865 of them. And every Sunday I'm releasing 5, Alec. I don't know if you want to move BizNews to a bomb shelter. But I'm sure I've got a friend that owns that property for you.
Neil, This is a lovely question, really. We have more time. So it's from Colin Mayer. Neil, what was your Damaskine moment? What that changed you from an MK operative to a moderate? If you would describe yourself, I add, as moderate.
Once a terrorist, no. Always a terrorist. You know, when I walk into a room, I'm not interested where I'm sitting. I'm interested where's the closest exit. But when I found out as a young man that the apartheid system was a very dark system. You see, many of the people sitting here thought that apartheid meant certain people can't vote, people could not stay in the same area, and could not get certain jobs. That's what they thought. Meanwhile, we were killing people at Vlakplaas. We were assassinating them. I was part of that. And then, you know, in this book, it talks about that dreadful night where we're sitting with one of the terrorists. And he revealed things to me as a young 20-year-old that I never knew in my life. It's that day that I decided to fight it. And lo and behold, 28 years later, the very same party that I helped bring into power to bring peace is now doing exactly the same as the people I fought pre-94. I can see deja vu happening to us. And again, Neil de Beer has to get up, make a stand and fight so that change can come. I have another enemy, by the way. I never calculated.
Oh.
One is age. Want as jy opstaan, dan maak jy 'n gelyk teesdae, and then you fake it. And the second one, I think, Chris, everybody knows, is my current battle with stage 4 lung cancer at the moment. That's why I understand Oscar's journey. I am Friday having my last chemo. But I made a promise to you as South Africans. This is my last fight. I'm in God's hands as long as I am here. But instead of going and sitting like a new grandfather of Aiden under a tree, I have decided I will fight beside you, with you, and behind you. Because in conclusion, Chris, this is the most beautiful country on earth, and it is worth every minute, every piece of oxygen. And yes, that peppermint crisp I slip in 2 o'clock in the morning, because apparently cancer loves sugar. But again, I'm a terrorist. So, yeah.
Say goodbye.
And I'm sorry, Alec. I think you're going to get stuck with me for another 10 years. I am not surrendering this damn fight. And then I want to say to everyone here today, thank you. Siabolel. Baie dankie. For being in support of our show. The stuff I come up with, God knows where I get it from. And I want to say I'm sober when I do it. I am sometimes surprising myself. You will watch Chris in the corner. I make it my mission that she falls off her chair. 2 to 3 times on a Sunday. I am here for the week. Please come say hello. And I will never forget you. A luta continua. The fight continues, Chris. And you are an amazing human being to put up with me. We cry a lot. And to Alec, I wrote the message in the book.
Read it.
May I read it to you in public? And that is not my swan song. Ek en jy gaan nog baie syp in die toekoms. It says, dear Alec, there is no doubt that you are an icon in South Africa's history. Thank you for making my voice heard. And blessings to you, to Biz News, and a dramatically stunning tea. This is a book, and it comes from my heart. I've brought another 9 copies to sell tomorrow so that I've got petrol to get back to Somerset West. Thank you very much. Baie dankie.
You can get the cheapest Forex rate around, right here, on Shift. Pay less for your dollars, pounds, and euros here, and get to shop more here, and do more here, and enjoy more ooh-la-la here. Shift also lets you trade and transfer currencies, and buy shares in the world's best companies. It all happens right here, on Shift. You won't find a cheaper Forex rate anywhere else, no matter where you bank. Download the Shift app today.
In the world of business banking, projections, numbers, and your bottom line can often triumph over relationships. At Investec, we value both. That's why we understand that running a successful business takes endurance, drive, and partners who are willing to walk the journey with you. Make the move from business as usual to Investec Business Banking. Out of the ordinary.
Downings is South Africa's leading marquee infrastructure company, proudly celebrating 25 years of excellence. Renowned for creativity, innovation, and unmatched technical expertise, our event marquees and semi-permanent structures elevate any project with style and sophistication. Whether it's a corporate event or a commercial project, we tailor every structure to meet your needs with world-class precision. Visit downings.co.za to consult with our expert team. Downings, your trusted marquee specialists nationwide.